Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The illegitimate opinion of five lawyers on the Supreme Court regarding marriage is horrendous on many fronts, but if people pretend that it is the rule of law, which it is not, it will ultimately be a direct assault on religious liberty of unprecedented magnitude. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BobWire.com. Matt, this decision or opinion of five lawyers is not the rule of law. We have established or spoken about that. It is an illegitimate opinion, just as many of the opinions of the Supreme Court have been absolutely illegitimate, wrong. They've been harmful, and we have subsequently recognized them as such. There is a concept that we have discussed in our marriage pledge about higher law and earthly law. This is a direct conflict with the higher law. So this is an opinion of five lawyers that's illegitimate. They can have their opinion. We shouldn't accept it as a legitimate rule of law. It's not. However, if in fact the country or parts of the country begin to implement this particular opinion, it will have an enormous impact on religious freedom. And those people in the dissent clearly recognize the impact that this will have on religious freedom.
Well, that's right, Matt. This opinion, and as you point out, it's not rooted in any existing law. It's not rooted in the Constitution or certainly our nation's history. It is, on its face, illegitimate. It has not ended the debate, Matt. It has launched the debate into the stratosphere, and ominously, it has opened the floodgates to anti-Christian persecution, left-wing lawsuit abuse against Christian individuals and organizations are going to flow, Matt. It's opened the floodgates. And, you know, Justice Thomas summed it up nicely in his dissent. He said, quote, "The majority's decision threatens the religious liberty our nation has long sought to protect." That's the bottom line here, and that's what this decision was designed to do, frankly. It wasn't about so-called marriage equality. It was about pitting the government directly against the free exercise of religion, and it has now trampled the free exercise of religion.
Yeah, it has. In fact, before I even move on to that, talking about the illegitimacy of this decision, Chief Justice John Roberts in his dissent said this: "People denied a voice are less likely to accept the ruling of a court on an issue that does not seem to be the sort of thing courts usually decide." And that's exactly right, and we shouldn't accept it. He goes on to say that the court has only the power to resolve concrete cases or controversies. It does not have the flexibility of legislatures to address concerns of parties. And then it goes on to say, "Today's decision, for example, creates serious questions about religious liberty." And then he moves on to say that the majority's decision, which he refers to them three times as five lawyers, imposing same-sex marriage cannot, of course, create any such accommodations. That's for religious freedom, because they're not a legislature. "The majority graciously," and he's using tongue-in-cheek, "suggests that religious believers may continue to," quote, "advocate," close quote, "and teach," close quote, "their views of marriage. The First Amendment guarantees, however, the freedom to," quote, "exercise," and he emphasizes that word, "religion." Ominously, that is not a word the majority uses. The majority, the five lawyers, say, yeah, you're free to teach and advocate. You know, you're free to have your own views on same-sex marriage, but it doesn't say that you're free to engage in the free exercise of religion regarding this, because you know, and Chief Justice John Roberts points out that during the oral argument, the Solicitor General for President Obama acknowledged that tax exemptions of some religious institutions would be in question if they opposed same-sex marriage. That is something that is coming. You know, whether it's tax exemption of religious institutions, property tax exemption, use of facilities, the ability to have marriages that are only for a man and a woman, any other kind of accreditation process for your universities or colleges, or even student loans. It's just a matter of time before religious freedom is going to be crushed.
Yeah, there's absolutely no question about it. And Justice Alito couches in one of his comments why that is. He says, quote, "The decision will also have other important consequences. It will be used to vilify Americans who are unwilling to assent to the new orthodoxy." We know that this will effectively paint Christians and the biblical model of marriage, true marriage, and the biblical model of human sexuality as modern-day racism. So the Christian position, Christian schools, Christian organizations, will now be at odds with, as Justice Alito calls it, the new orthodoxy, which is postmodern pagan sexuality, and the radical redefinition of marriage, something that for millennia has not existed, because all cultures and all societies have recognized that marriage is between male and female.
Yeah, and in fact, he goes on to say, in the course of its opinion, the majority compares traditional marriage laws to laws that denied equal treatment for African Americans and women. The implications of this analogy will be exploited by those who are determined to stamp out every vestige of dissent. Listen, pastors, if in fact you have not spoken on this issue, you're going to have to confront it. And let me just put a footnote here, by the way. If the Sunday after this decision, your pastor didn't say something about this and speak, not that the whole sermon was about it, which it should have been, but if he didn't say something about this and speak against it, find another pastor, get in a different church. Because if your pastor can't speak out on something this important and this critical, find another one who can, who will. Because it is time for pastors to speak. Pastors, you're not going to be able to run from this. Churches, you're not going to be able to hide. Individual citizens, you can't just simply ignore this anymore. There is a decision that is now here, not future, but now. It may knock on your door at different times, or it's going to knock on the door of your friend or your church or your business, but it will come to your door, and you're going to make a decision. It's like the Nazis coming to someone who's seeking out a Jew. You're hoping that they're not going to come, but one day that knock on the door comes. When it comes, here's the choice. Will I obey God and resist this evil opinion, or will I ultimately continue in my complicit silence and just simply go along to get along? In other words, if I'm the baker and I'm told you got to bake cakes for same-sex weddings, will I obey God and say, you know, my calling is to bake these cakes for weddings. I'll continue to do that, but no thanks. I'm not going to bake them for same-sex weddings. Yes, you're going to have the civil wrath come against you, but that's the decision that you have to make. Are you going to obey God or are you not? That's the simple decision.
Yeah, Matt, and it's not just us that are saying this. This is not hyperbole. Listen to Justice Alito again. I assume that those who cling to old beliefs, meaning who recognize natural marriage, will be able to whisper their thoughts in the recesses of their homes. But if they repeat those views in public, they will risk being labeled as bigots and treated as such by governments, employers, and schools. Matt, that is chilling. The wrath of the state here, which is now at odds with God, at enmity with God, the United States government, is coming for Christians.
And you know, if the government continues down this path, then America will not stand. It's just pure and simple. You can't just simply continue down this path of rebellion against God and assume that you're going to stand forever. You will not. We've seen this through history. You will come to an end. This is either the beginning of revival and renewal and perhaps revolution, or it's the end of this country and Western civilization. It's as pure and simple as that. You've got to make a decision. But you were born for this time, and you were born for such a time as this. I would say don't get discouraged about what's happening. Obviously, I have wept for our country after this decision. I wept for it before, but I wept after it, just thinking about the implications. This is a horrible, sinful act. It is a sinful, disgraceful rebellion against God. And our country now is in a crossroads. What are we going to do as a nation? You know, Joshua, when he was asked He didn't look at, well, the politicians, I'm going to see what the leaders do, the people, you know, maybe I can get the people. He says, as for me and my household, I don't know what everyone else is going to do. It really doesn't matter what everyone else, but as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. God has called us for this time. It's these kinds of times when we need miracles, and we certainly need one, that history writes about those moments, and it echoes through time. And we're living at those times. Visit lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.